Aho, this is MPU's Voice for the People. I'm coming at you. And I realize, you know what? Since we're here and we're talking, we might as well acknowledge a bigger picture that's around us. See, a long time ago, I had a few basic dreams in mind that I completely forgot that I crossed paths with my predecessor, John Trudell. And it wasn't until after he died that he came to me in a dream, and I said, "Why didn't you come to me sooner?" He said, "I had to wait for the world around you to fail you." I was just too sick physically to reach out to you. Everyone in his inner circle groomed me and reached out to me and they prepared me. It was as if they knew that he was going to die no matter what. JT was a remarkable man, and nobody will ever compare to him. Nobody will ever fill his shoes. Not even me. Especially not me. But I could promise you this much. I won't stop talking. I won't let fear dictate my actions. And frankly, I don't get, and if anybody gets offended by me speaking the truth, I don't give a shit. I genuinely don't. Giving a shit about what other people think when I'm speaking the truth is not going to get results. The fact of the matter is, in the world around us, things are not okay. Now, there are other organizations that exist in the Native American community. That's fine. They're welcome to coexist. But we could sit there and, you know, kid ourselves that if every organization out there is on the front line, is about warring and protesting and da-da-da-da-da, I mean, how are we ever going to balance things out? We need to recognize, what are we protesting for? I mean, really, everyone, we want our lands back, but have we earned the right to have our lands back? Have we? I personally have seen with my own two eyes, some disgusting, horrible behaviors from Native American people, from my own people, that I cannot justify in any way, shape, or form. Complain about Donald Trump, but we never recognize that, you know, that some of us behave just as bad as he does. That's not a solution. That's just two different groups of people behaving equally as badly. Two wrongs don't make a right. Well, I know that's a cliche thing to say, but that is very much true. Fact of the matter is, yes, okay, we could blame it, we could blame our behavior on the last 500 years of beating down and this and that, you know, but each and every one of us, we're all individuals, and we all have freedom. We have free will. It's making the free will and the self-conscientious choice not to behave the way other people do, not to mimic the behaviors of those around you, not to do the same stupid things that other people do. To recognize that we do need to remain silent in certain times, that we do need to sit there and try and have enough integrity to behave smarter, better, spiritually stronger than other people around us, because what good are we to those who are lost and beaten down if we are behaving just as badly as the same government we complained about? We're not good to them at all. Our core values and our beliefs and our traditions as people when Wovoka gave us the ghost dance, that's what he was saying. Stay the course. Don't want to beat you down. I know it hurts, but it's okay. We're going to be okay. This is a problem that won't be around forever. But when it finally is fixed, we're going to be free. Truly free. And that in itself is a beautiful thing. True freedom comes from within. True freedom is, you know, is recognizing that no matter what situation you're in around you, if you're free in your heart and in your spirit, nobody can ever break you. That's true freedom. That's the essence of it all. In your community, if alcoholism is an issue, you all come together, you make the self-conscious choice where none of you drink. All of you say, you know what, you want to behave badly? Fine, you're welcome to. But I'm not going to behave like you. Traditionally speaking, among us, our people, we're not supposed to drink fire water. Marriage is not an entitlement, and we most definitely do not have the means of selfish intent. Selfishness is an alien concept to us. That's a concept that was a concept that was introduced to us. Any fool could cave in and cater to the easy money that the CIA pretty much wants to feed you. But a stronger man says, you know what? I'd rather be poverty stricken and honest than a rich liar. There are worse things in the world than being financially poor. Losing your integrity, your sense of self-respect. Giving up the core values and beliefs of who you are as an individual. These are the things that people toss away like confetti. But you don't have to. You don't have to do that at all. You could sit there and do the self-conscientious thing and choose to do the right thing and no matter what. When staring in the face of adversity, you yourself could sit there and do what you have to for you, no matter what, and at the end of the day, you could lay your head on your pillow and live with a sense of honesty that permits you to sleep at night. I mean, really sleep. There are things that go on around us where there's lots of people who are rewarded for bad behavior. And the reason things get progressively worse is because, unfortunately, we have become a society that rewards bad behavior. And that's not a good thing. That's a very bad thing. Like I said, unity and integrity are what keep us together. That's what the arrow quiver is for. It represents that one arrow by itself can be broken and corrupted. But a quiver of arrows cannot be broken. They cannot be corrupted. They are what they are, no matter what. And you can't change what they are. They're still a quiver of arrows. They're still a quiver of arrows, and they're still there. If you're listening to this, remember, you are part of the solution. If you're a Native American, and you're listening to this, You are a member of the NPU. Unity and integrity keeps us united and strong. Violence, conflict, these are not the things that are going to carry us through. But choosing to be strong and honest and good and being above it all is the best way. Surviving in the face of adversity and surviving the chaos around us. If the earth endures, so shall we. That is how we win the public over. That is how we rise above it all. That is how we win the lands back. Where slowly in time, more and more people recognize that walking the red road is definitely a much more viable solution than the path they've chosen for themselves. That is a solution. That is the ultimate goal right there. You can do that. You can sit there and rise above it all. If you're an alcoholic, put down the booze. If you're suicidal, don't do it. Don't do it. Stay strong. Hold on. I know it's tough. I know it hurts. I'm hurting just as much as each and every one of you. I'm not rich. I'm dead ass poor, just like each and every one of you. I really am. I live in a camper. Hold on. Be strong. Stay the course, and we will survive this. I love each and every one of you. This is NPU's Voice for the People. Aho.